The 12th annual Prague Fringe Festival begins on Friday evening in the Czech capital. As always, the fest offers a wide range of theatre from all around the world. And Prague-based playwright Stuart Mentha, following on the success of his debut Deja Vu last year, is also back. Friday sees the premiere of his new play, False Friends, and he told me more about it at Czech Radio this week. I asked him first how he came to the Czech Republic.
I've been in Prague for 3 years now, or going on 4 years, actually. And it was actually a girl who brought me over here to Prague, as is the common story. And then I ended up staying in Prague for longer than I expected because I fell in love with the city. And I continue to enjoy living here. I think it's fantastic.
Did you also live in other parts of Europe before moving here?
Yes, yeah. I was first living in Italy for 4 months in Turin, and I was studying literature and art and culture there. And then I travelled around different parts of Europe, just backpacking. But then I settled in Prague, and I feel very comfortable here, very much European as well as Australian. And I've always felt like that from a young age. My mother is Dutch, so she moved out of the Netherlands when she was six to come to Australia. And so I grew up with that background. That definitely influenced me.
Mm-hmm. Professionally, you made your debut as a playwright last year at the Prague Fringe Festival. Your play, Deja Vu, was a big hit. One of the things that I read about the play that was pointed out is that you sort of use as a departure point the ordinary. There's this comment about the element of the oranges. So my question is, for you as a writer, is the ordinary your starting point, and then you work towards ways of implementing it in ways that aren't expected?
Absolutely, actually. What I wanted to do is create something that was very surreal and abstract that people would think was completely absurd, and this couldn't happen in real life. And then I wanted to send the message that actually it's not as absurd as real life, and that's part of the twist within the play as well. These oranges, at first you think that they can't possibly have a reason, and I wanted it to be a dreamscape in which these oranges are just everywhere. They come out of teapots, they come out of pockets, just everywhere. But then by the end of the play, the audience realizes that just why that these oranges are there. But I don't want to give away the ending, of course.
That's one of the pleasures of writing, though, this kind of work, isn't it? To keep the audience in the dark for a certain amount of time.
Yes, yeah. I think the trick is, I was watching an interview with Tom Stoppard, and he was saying that the skill of good playwriting is you have like a bag of information, and it's about leaking that information to the audience a little bit at a time so that to keep them entertained and keep them wanting more information to sort of feed them. That's definitely what I aspire to do as well, to trick people. I think people like to be tricked to some point as well in films or theatre. People want twists and they want information to be hidden, and it's about getting the right balance of hiding some information and showing other information.
Especially since the more movies that we watch, the more stories that are told, going from a linear A to B to C just a lot of the time doesn't cut it anymore.
Absolutely, yeah. I really want to change that because I get very frustrated myself watching theatre shows or TV shows or whatever that go in that very linear fashion. So I try to change that. And with Deja Vu, it was actually 23 scene changes in about 55 minutes, which was kind of crazy. And people told me that I was crazy when I was first telling people the idea. But I went ahead with it anyway, and so the whole thing is just little bits and pieces of scenes that are a puzzle altogether, and it makes sense at the end when you have all those puzzle pieces. The audience can put it together themselves. So really, I was just sort of handing people the puzzle pieces, and they sort of put them together themselves. And I think that that's what I love to do.
Without giving too much away, who are the main characters in that story?
In Deja Vu?
Yes.
The main characters, there's three characters. There's George. It's never really said what his nationality is, but he's sort of English-Australian. And then there are two actresses, two female characters. There's Anne and Fran. Anne and Fran are both Czech. And Anne is George's wife, and at the start of the play, in the first two small segments of scenes, it's shown to the audience that they are a married couple, but they're having troubles. And then by the third scene, George meets Fran, who is adamant that she is George's wife, and yet George doesn't remember anything about this. So he's saying to her that, no, you're crazy. You're either a figment of my imagination or you're some sort of stalker who thinks that you're my wife. And then from there on, it becomes more and more mixed up who actually is his wife. And he's trying to work out whether he's having an affair or so on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the oranges keep sort of coming into that as well.
How do you enjoy acting in your own play?
I get very nervous, actually. Before the premiere of Deja Vu, the actor he grabbed me by the shoulders and he shook me around and looked into my eyes and said, "It's going to be okay."
Director, you mean?
Yes, the director, yeah. I was just so incredibly nervous. But once I get on stage, I find this adrenaline that it's incredible. And I've never been one for dangerous sports and things like that, rock climbing and these kinds of things. But for me, my thrill is getting on stage. It's something about it that it equally scares me as it does excites me. And that's what I strangely love about it. I'm still not sure why, but yeah.
In terms of comedy, what are specific comedic elements that you enjoy putting into your work?
I definitely like to play with language. I feel that that's my main skill, using words and playing with words, flipping them around, creating double meanings on things, as all writers do. But I'm also very interested in slapstick, and I'm trying to incorporate this more and more with my work, putting in more physical humour and using more silence as well as text. I think that's a big lesson for me.
You were saying that you had that case of nerves before about being on stage. I imagine it must be similar. There must be thoughts going through your head. Will the audience laugh? Will they laugh at the right moments? Or will they laugh at all? So is that something you anticipated or you thought about before?
Absolutely. When I was putting on Deja Vu, that was something I hadn't experienced before. And so I remember the first show, we just had such an amazing feedback from the audience. People were laughing at everything. They were laughing at things that I didn't expect them to laugh at. And I was sort of thinking, why are you laughing at that? That wasn't a joke, but people were just really loving it. The second night was a little bit different. People didn't laugh at the same things and so on. But then sometimes when people wouldn't laugh as much even at the show when they were watching it, at the end of the play, they would applaud louder than another audience that were just cracking up through the whole thing. So it's hard to work it out. And so I try now to just, I try to forget about what people should laugh at. I just try to put that out of my mind.
I love the blurb for your new play, which is at this year's Fringe Fest. The play is called False Friends. If I just read a bit of the blurb, it says here that, a young Australian moves to Prague to be with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he's soon harassed by an alcoholic grouch, a hypochondriac divorcee, and a delirious young woman. And all three of them are dead. And the Australian doesn't speak Czech, or he doesn't understand a word of it. So that off the bat just strikes me as a wonderful, wacky recipe right there.
Yeah, it definitely is. The play is also half in Czech and half in English, 50-50. It's very even within both languages, and there'll be surtitles for the whole play, which is also another challenge on all of that. So there's these three characters that are dead, two characters that are alive, and there's two languages going on because the ghosts only speak Czech and the Australian speaks English. So, and they're trying to communicate with him to finish their unfinished business, and he's trying to keep it from his girlfriend so that she doesn't know and think that he's crazy, and it turns out to be a very difficult task for him.
I really like the signature images that you produce for your work. Who does the photography?
The photography was done by Ash Kazanjian, the promo photo, the main photo, and she also did the photos for Deja Vu last year, and so I'm really happy with the photos that she's done last year as well as this year. And with Deja Vu, we actually got our photo onto the cover of the Prague Post, which was fantastic, and this photo this year as well is just it has a lot of energy, and I think it sums up the show quite well. This new play will be more of a straight comedy than Deja Vu. Deja Vu, I think, was more of a tragic comedy. It started off as more of a pure comedy and slowly throughout the play turned into more of a tragedy. And it did it without people really realizing the point at which it flipped. It was a very slow gradient. And with False Friends, it's more of a straight-out comedy, although it's very dark. It's very dark. One of the ghosts, for example, is he forgets that he's dead, so he keeps trying to kill himself in various ways to finish what he started. And another character who's an alcoholic, and yet he can't drink anymore because ghosts can't drink, so he's quite frustrated about that, keeps telling this other character, you know, has to remind him, no, you're dead. So there's a lot of this kind of banter, and then when they meet the Australian, of course, it's chaotic. It's definitely chaotic. Yeah.
The Prague Fringe Festival has been around for a long time. Do you think that it's one of the more important venues for more cutting edge theatre in the city?
Absolutely. The Fringe is in its 12th year now, and every year there's maybe around 40 performers every year that come from all around the world to Prague to be a part of this festival. And a lot of the shows are acclaimed shows that have won awards in different festivals and so on. It's just incredible. I love the festival, not only as a performer, but as an audience member. I'm absolutely in love with it, and the buzz and the energy, the electricity in the air during the festival is just incredible. The smallest venue is Kavana 3+1, which seats maybe, I can't remember, maybe around 20 people or so, and the largest is Na Pradle, which is about 120 people. So there's all kinds of shows. There's shows that are more intimate and personal, storytelling and so forth, and then there's shows that are big audiovisual sort of dance shows or things like that. So there's something for everyone, and the caliber of the performers is just incredible.
Playwright Stuart Menther, whose play False Friends premieres at the Prague Fringe Festival, ending that edition of The Arts. The